Hey everyone. So I decided to do a I don't even know what to call this. I guess it's kind of like a ramble, sleep aid, hang out with me type of thing. I have like a handful of sleep aid ramble kind of things, and I never think that they're interesting, but I always get a lot of DMs of people like saying they really like them and they use them to fall asleep. So I figured I would just make another one, and I am going to clean my room, and I figured I would just talk while I do it, and it'll be like a good 30 minutes, and I don't know, maybe it'll be relaxing to someone. So I am going to try and edit out any like loud noises. I don't live alone, so you might hear other people. I'm gonna try and like edit it out, and I'm gonna be like moving my phone around, but I'm gonna try and like edit that out too. So I'm gonna try and make it relaxing. So anyways, let's get started. We're gonna start at the back of my room. These are clothes that I have to put away. To be honest, it's just my underwear. So I'm just going to open my drawer and put my underwear back in my drawer. Okay. Okay, these are my sports bras. They can stay. These bags can stay. Okay, I'm going to put my phone on the floor. If it made a loud noise, I'll let that out. I'm just going to, so I keep my adjustable dumbbells on my floor. Just gonna move them over so they're like against the wall. I have this bag which has all of my resistance bands in them. I use them when I like do back exercises, and I like to use them when I do when I warm up for leg day. I like to use them. This is a yoga mat that can just go up here. Then I have my yoga blocks. If you don't know what yoga blocks are, they are, mine are like foam, but they're not super squishy, like they're hard. So your hand won't just like go through them, and you use them when you do yoga. And if you're doing more of like yin yoga, for example, a more relaxing, restorative form of yoga, you can use them to make your poses easier, or they can help you go a little bit deeper into your poses. And for other forms of yoga, you can use them to assist you. They can make some yoga poses a little bit easier. Like if you put them on the ground, then you put your hand on it, it can kind of bring the floor up to you. So they can be used in that way. I have another yoga mat I'm gonna roll. Ooh, that was my hip. I have another yoga mat. I'm gonna roll it up. So yeah, today was my rest day. I did yoga in the morning, and then tomorrow my regular routine starts. So Monday is upper body. I'm gonna move my phone. Monday is upper body. Tuesday is lower body, then I rest or do yoga, and I just repeat that. So I had a good like string of workouts today. My leg day on I think it was Saturday was good. It was a little bit lighter than usual because I didn't deadlift, because just like coincidentally all of my yoga classes had like a strong like back focus, and so my back was really sore, so I decided not to deadlift so that my back could actually recover. So I'm gonna put my phone down. This is a resistance band that's gotta go back in the bag. Okay, this is a card, a Christmas card for my coworker. I don't know where to put it, so I'll just keep it on my desk. I have jewelry. I have to put this away, but to be honest, I'm gonna wear it again tomorrow, so I'll just keep it on my dresser. Contact lens cases. I'm just gonna stack them and make them look a little bit more organized. We'll move to my desk. Okay, I have cuticle oil. Anyone who knows me knows that I am obsessed with my nails. So, just gonna put some cuticle oil on. If your nails or cuticles are always really dry and like cracking or they peel, you get a lot of hangnails, just use some cuticle oil and I promise you, you will never get a hangnail ever again. It doesn't need to be expensive. They sell cuticle oil like in the nail section, but it's overpriced and unnecessary. You can just use like coconut oil or almond oil. I've heard grapeseed oil is really good for your cuticles, and you just put that on once or twice a day and you will be good. These are pens that I'm going to put away. These are my gel markers I'm going to put away. Lip balm, that can stay here. This notebook is going to go here. And then this notebook is going to stay on my desk. Today is the 20th and it's nighttime, so I'm going to cross the 20th off my calendar. I have some clothes on my bed I'm going to put away. These are sweatpants and a sweater. This is dirty. So I'm going to put that in my closet where my hamper is. Oh, I need to do laundry. Okay, so I kind of just stuffed that in my closet because my hamper is full. This is another sweater that's not dirty, so this can go back in my closet. And in the meantime, I'm going to take my outfit for tomorrow because I have to go to work. So I'm just going to wear this sweater. I'll put that on my chair. And then I'll wear jeans, which are in here. Actually, yeah. Hold on. Here are all my clothes. This sweater I wore on Thursday, but it's not dirty, so I'm gonna put it back. These are the jeans I was looking for. Put these on my chair. This sweater is, this is a cardigan, it's not dirty, so I'm gonna put it back. Socks. I've got another pair of underwear. I don't know why I had underwear on my floor, but it's not dirty, so I'm gonna put it back. These socks are gonna go in my hamper. Or I'm gonna try to put them in my hamper. More socks, which will go in my hamper. Okay, so that's it for clothes on my bed. And my room is pretty much clean now, so I guess we'll just relax. It's only been 10 minutes. Hold on, let me get into bed. Oh, more socks. Great. The socks never... Oh, and another shirt. I never stop finding clothes in my room. Okay. So, okay. That's it for cleaning. But, I feel like this audio could be longer, so what else can I talk about? Okay, I'm just gonna get comfortable and then I guess I'll just ramble for a little bit. Anyways, I hope you guys have been doing okay. I've been doing pretty well. My semester finished on, I don't remember, sometime last week, so that's great. I got some time to relax before the next semester starts, and in the meantime, I am just going to relax and go to work, make some money. And yeah, I didn't really do anything today. I watched soccer. I painted my nails. They're like a dark red. I have an unhealthy obsession with my nails. What else did I do? I don't know. I think that's it. Yesterday, though, I made peanut butter and oatmeal cookies, and they were really good. At first, I thought they might be too sticky, but, I think that, like, they just had to cool down more. But now that it's the next day and they're all the way cooled down, they're really good. So yeah. You know when, like, you just don't know what to eat for lunch at work? That's me, I don't know what to eat. I have, like, this beef sauce that I made. It's just, like, beef, peppers, mushroom, onion, like, pan sauce, that I made out of the beef, and then I'll probably eat that with rice, I guess. That sounds like a pretty good lunch. Usually when I work, I get so, like, into what I'm doing, I barely eat. Like, I barely take my breaks, I barely eat, because I'm just, like, into my work, you know what I mean? It's not like a job where, like, I take breaks or lunch at a set time, or, like, someone comes to, like, relieve me or whatever. Like, I just take a break whenever I want, or I can eat lunch whenever I want. So I just get so distracted with working, I, like, forget to eat and take breaks. Tired, but it's only 8:40, so I'm not gonna go to bed yet, or else I'll wake up literally at like 4 in the morning. But I don't really know what else to do or talk about. Anyways, I hope you guys have been doing good wherever you are. And I hope life is kind of okay and back to normal where you are. Yeah. I'm so tired, I don't even know what to talk about. I've been thinking of doing, one of those audios where you, like, fall asleep. But, like, I mean, I don't want to wake up to, like, an 8-hour recording, you know what I mean? So I don't really know how to go about that, but I don't know. Maybe I'll just, like, found another sock on my bed. Maybe I'll just, like, take a nap or something. Instead of, like, going to sleep for the night. That might make more sense. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm out of things to talk about, so I think I'll end this one here. If you've listened this far, thank you. And if you like like this type of random rambling type of audios, let me know and I will make more. So, yeah. Good night.